Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. When I lived in Texas, I didn't worry much about Lyme disease.
Yeah, well, not anymore, Bubba. You're now in tick country up there in Connecticut.
Yep, my wife and I have to do a tick check even after working in the yard. Lyme disease is the most common vector or insect-borne disease in the U.S.
Wouldn't it be nice if even after a tick bite, there's a way to stop you from getting sick? Well, that may be on the horizon. A treatment is already now in clinical trials.
Lyme disease is transmitted by the bite of the black-legged or deer tick. It transfers the bacterium Borrelia burgdorferi if it stays attached for 36 to 48 hours, so you must spot it early.
The infection is usually treatable with antibiotics, but if left alone, the bacteria can spread to joints, the heart, and the nervous system.
It can cause severe headache and joint pain and swelling, heart palpitations, inflammation of the membranes around your brain, nerve pain, and more.
To develop the new treatment, scientist Mark Klempner made hundreds of antibodies against the protein on the surface of Borrelia. He found that four of these antibodies killed it.
When Klempner injected tick-bitten mice with these antibodies, they didn't get sick. He then made human versions, which are now in clinical trials. If this works, a vaccine could be made so that people can make their own antibodies to protect them, and then a yearly shot would protect them from this nasty disease.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.